There was a man who was not able to sleep at night for a long time and has been visiting its counselor's office for many years, trying to get some advice from him, from a professional. One day, he met a friend on the street on the way from that office, and his friend asked, "What's the matter? You don't look the same." And the man answered, "It's been a while not being able to sleep at night, and I am seeing a psychologist for many years now, but my condition doesn't seem to be improving." So his friend asked him again, "Why? Is there anything I can be of help?" "Every night, it feels as if there is something under my bed and trying to get me, so that I am unable to get enough rest." And his friend, with a smile on his face, and said, "You know what? How about cutting the legs of the bed?" You're supposed to laugh. Oh well, do not be afraid. So we are all, we seem to have some kind of fear or darkness, don't we? Whether it is chronic one or temporary symptom. We all go through trials and errors in our lives, and bad days and good days. So I watched a movie the other day with my husband, Aviator. It was a documentary for Howard Hughes' life story. As any other documentary movies, it was a bit long and boring at first, but I enjoy watching this kind of movie because it helps me learn something. He had a symptom of paranoia and spent his last 26 years avoiding people around him. But his passion and love for airplane made the whole change of this country's aviation and its development. Isn't it amazing? So we are all different in many ways and unique. And then it is the beauty of God's creation. We are here all having all different talents and in a unique way. And we are all created in God's image and have a particular purpose in different ways. So for Wesley, salvation was the total restoration of the deformed image of God in us. Total restoration. Its fullness was the recovery from the negative power of sin to recovery of the positive power to love the Lord supremely. So according to his sermon called Christian Perfection, so he is asking us to be perfect in God's eyes, going back to restoring the image of God, the perfect one. So Lent is the period of time where we anticipate and prepare for Easter, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. This is the time. We can devote 40 days a year, don't we? Doing our all, with our all strength and all our, you know, mind and hearts. Okay, when Christians, authentic Christians, have the passion, that kind of passion, and the love of our Lord God, we may be able to make difference in this world. Amen? So today's texts, all of them, are convincing for us at this time of Lent, who are expecting and anticipating Jesus' resurrection. Book of Isaiah is classified as a salvation oracle, and it is divided into three, Book of Isaiah. Many theologians call this Book of Isaiah the Salvation Symphony, as the prominent theme of salvation is repeated and developed throughout the vast chapters. And the first one is judgment, and second one is comfort, And the third one, the last chapter, 10 chapters, are defined as hope, judgment, comfort, and hope. The Isaiah is divided into three. In the second Isaiah today that David has read, the author is rejoicing with the Lord's, offering a fresh beginning, a new beginning, which seemed to be a beam of light and scatter the darkness. So it is actually reminding people of God's mercy and their unfaithfulness, even though they have witnessed God's power of saving them out of slavery. Remember that? It says, this is what the Lord says. He who made the way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses and the army and reinforcement together, and they lay there and never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Please listen to this once again. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. Verse 19 to 21 says, see, I am doing the new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland, and the wild animals honor me, and the jackals and the owls, and because I provide the water in the desert and the stream in the wilderness, to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. I'm reading the Bible here that David has already. See, isn't it wonderful to imagine water flowing through the desert, making impossible to possible, that we learn from this history? So God promised that he will do a new thing, and those who sow in tears will reap with joy. Amen? Amen. It's asking us to press on toward the goal. The Bible says, toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. God wants to experience and witness of his resurrection, the fellowship of sharing in his suffering and becoming like him in his death, and somehow to attain resurrection from the dead. So psalmist now praises the joy of freedom from Babylonian slavery, the saved Israel. It turns to grace from sorrow as slaves, as it said, those who sow with tears will reap with joy again. So Apostle Paul is emphasizing again through his epistle to Philippians that there is no confidence in the flesh, but in Christ Jesus. He's asking again to press on toward the goal. Let me rephrase some verses for you. It comes from Philippians. All the things I once thought were important are gone from my life, and compared to the high privilege of knowing Christ Jesus as my master, firsthand, what it means, personal relationship with the Lord, and everything I once thought I had going for me is insignificant. And I have dumped it all in the trash so that I could embrace Christ and be embraced by him. Amen? That's what he says. As the day moved to the end of the Lent and towards the Holy Week, we are convinced that God is the God of the past and the present and God of the future, who is doing a new thing to the one who is ready and anticipating. Because God is the same. God is the same God, but not always doing his work the same way. Amen? So we never know. God is here. The Holy Spirit is here with us, interceding with us, knowing exactly what you need. Now, today's Gospel of John It is the introduction to Jesus' entry to Jerusalem. It says, 6 days before the Passover. So what a contrast of the act of Mary and Judas in the given text. Judas plays just as important role in John's story of Jesus' death as does Mary. If you compare those synoptic gospels, it is all different. So God is saying to us through this particular gospel of John that Mary's act of adoration of the Lord, the Holy One, is an adequate and worthy expression of her love. On the other hand, through Judas, Jesus is announcing and saying that I won't be here long. His death by saying, you will not always have me. It is very interesting to see, though, that there are many Jews who came to see what is happening there. Verse 11 says, for on account of him, many of the Jews were going over to Jesus and putting their faith in him. Romans 1:16 says, I am not ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God for the salvation of everyone who believes, first for the Jew, then for the Gentile. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, our vision, our goal is to what? Make disciples of Jesus Christ. There is no difference between Jews and Gentiles, even Pharisees. God is not a God of favoritism. Do not be afraid of anything. Do not be afraid. As you trust and have faith in him, in Jesus Christ, especially during this season of Lent, God might want to do something significant in your life to be used as a beacon of light. Let us anticipate and love the Lord more every day while we await for his resurrection. Please question yourself, do I love the Lord with all my heart, with all my mind, with all my soul, with all my strength? Today, this is the great commandment of the Lord our God. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Oh God, we give thanks to you for being there for us. We sometimes wonder and with fear and all the darkness hovering us. But still we trust there is a beam of light that's showing us that you are doing a new thing within us and through us. Oh God, we give thanks to you for internal change, drastic change towards you from the worldly view and become a beacon of light for your use. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.